Welcome to the walk through Podgórze on Kraków's right bank and its most tragic past during the period of the Second World War. The walk with a map is available in a guide to Podgórze published by Vis as Vis Etuda. Our walk around the Jewish ghetto will start and end at Platz Bohaterów Getta. Platz Bohaterów Getta, the Ghetto Hero Square, was formerly known as Platz Zgody, the Concordia Square. In 1941 to 1943, Platz Zgody became the main square in the ghetto and was used as an assembly point. This soil was saturated with the blood and tears of thousands of Jews murdered by the Nazis. But in periods of comparative calm, the square was a meeting place for those in the ghetto. Joseph Bau, in his work, A Time of Profanation, expresses it this way.
The ghetto was barren and bereft of greenery, and being set back on the river flowing nearby, it had the only open stretch of Plac Zgody as a place where it was possible to collect oneself and find some hush and repose after the oppression and airlessness of overcrowded flats and houses. This is why, in times of comparative calmness, if only the weather permitted it, the square was so full of people that it looked as if it were an arena of demonstration, rather than a spot people had come to for a breath of fresh air.
In 1939, there were 65,000 Jews living in Krakow, approximately one quarter of the total population. From the time of the German invasion in September 1939, they were persecuted with increasing intensity and violence until they were walled off in a ghetto. The Jewish housing district was established on the right bank of the river by the order of the Governor General of Krakow, Otto Wachter, on the 3rd of March 1941. The German occupying authorities justified this by referring to health and security. The second paragraph of the order stipulated the area of the ghetto as the space between the river, Przemyonki, Podgórze Market Square and Krakow-Płaszów railway line. By the 20th of March 1941, the area was cleared of its residents, and then 15,000 Jews were crowded into 320 buildings, allowing just 2 square meters of living space for each person. Let's now go to Platz Bohaterów Getta number 6. It was the secret headquarters of the Jewish Combat Organization, which is commemorated by a plaque on the front of the building. The organization concentrated mainly on attempts on life and acts of sabotage outside the ghetto. The most famous and effective was an assault on the Cyganeria Cafe on Spitalna Street in the center of Kraków in December 1942. Due to this action, several German officers were killed or wounded. Walking towards the Eagle Pharmacy Museum on the corner of the square, we pass a dead-end street. The building in the backyard was converted into an isolation hospital after the area of the ghetto had been reduced. All patients who could not move to this hospital themselves were murdered on the spot in their beds. There was also a place of execution by firing squad in the yard, and until recently, the marks were still visible on the walls, said to be bullet holes. Platz Zgody 18 was founded in 1908 the Eagle Pharmacy. It was the only dispensary in the Krakow ghetto. Its owner, Tadeusz Pankiewicz, got permission from the Germans to stay in the ghetto and run his pharmacy 24 hours a day. He and his staff were the only non-Jewish Poles permitted in the district. For Jewish people, the Eagle Pharmacy was not only a place for purchasing essential medicines, but also a contact point and meeting place to exchange information, as well as a hiding place to avoid arrest. Food and counterfeit documents were supplied from here. It was also the hub for escape plans. Tadeusz Pankiewicz was honored for his deeds with the award of the Righteous Among the Nations medal. After the war, he wrote his memoirs and maintained contact with ghetto survivors, and he died in November 1993. A visit to the pharmacy was written to the school programs by the Israeli Ministry of Education. And each year, in March, on the Sunday following the anniversary of the ghetto's termination, a remembrance march sets off from this place. Let's now move to Józefinska Street. To enter Józefinska is to enter what was one of the main ghetto streets, where there were buildings with important institutions. At Józefinska 39, now demolished, was the Jewish police called Ordnungsdienst. Their tasks, apart from completely obeying Gestapo commands, were to maintain internal orders, detect crime, and enforce the law of the Jewish Council, or Judenrat. Police officers were mostly corrupt and tended to be overly obedient to the Germans. But a few of them did try to relieve the suffering of others. However, after the termination of the ghetto in March 1943, all of them were gathered and sent to Pleshov camp, where, by order of Amon Goth, the camp commandant, they were all shot and their bodies were burned. As we continue along Józefinska Street, we come to number 18. Here, in the magnificent building of the former savings bank of Podgorze, was the Jewish Mutual Social Aid Society. The organization, which was financed from abroad, provided charity kitchens and distributed food and medicine. In this building, during the ghetto resettlement in June 1942, dramatic scenes of selection took place. The chemist Tadeusz Pankiewicz writes in his book,
"People who were not permitted to stay in the ghetto asked with anxiety in their voices, where would they send us? What would they do to us? Would they allow anything to be taken? They calmed themselves as best they could. Nobody believed in total annihilation. Nobody even thought of crematoria, gas poisoning, or burning at the stake."
Between the 1st and 8th of June 1942, the first mass resettlements were carried out from the ghetto to the gas chambers of Belzec. Several thousand people were forcibly removed, and none survived. During Bloody Thursday, on the 4th of June, Mordechai Gebirtig, a poet and songwriter, was shot on the way to the wagons. He wrote over 100 songs. The most popular, "Burning, Our Little Town is Burning," became the unofficial anthem of the fighting ghettos. The renowned painter and graphic artist Abraham Newman was also among the victims. And now we go to 14 Józefinska Street, which became the hospital serving the ghetto. Despite enormous difficulties, the hospital managed to maintain an excellent standard of medical service. But it came to a tragic and brutal end with the termination of the ghetto. The entire medical staff were sent to Płaszów camp, and all the patients were murdered on the spot, in their beds. At number 10, Józefinska Street, there was a branch of the German Labour Office, or Arbeitsamt. All Jews dispatched to compulsory jobs were registered here, and the office prepared resettlement lists. At the end of Josefinska Street, we turn left, and going along Brodzinskiego Street, we come to Podgorze Market Square. The impressive building on the corner is the former Podgorze Town Hall. During the ghetto years, this was the seat of the Jewish Council, Judenrat, which was in fact established by the Germans and not the pre-war Jewish community. Judenrat activity was based on executing Gestapo orders, shop registration, organizing food and fuel for the inhabitants, and editing, announcing, and enforcing the regulations of the occupation authorities. Its first chairman was Marek Bieberstein, a teacher widely known for his voluntary work and a man of impeccable character with an unblemished reputation. His successor was Dr. Artur Rosenzweig, a noted Krakow solicitor who was forced by threats to take the post. The members of the council worked as volunteers with no personal reward and were exposed to constant harassments and threats. Neither of the chairmen obeyed German orders blindly, and they both died still faithful to their ideals. The third gentleman was Gutter, a devoted Gestapo collaborator. Under him, the most gruesome repressions and tortures were carried out. At the junction of Limanowskiego Street, where the corner of the former Podgorze Town Hall is, there was a main gate to Krakow Ghetto. The other gates were at Plac Bohaterowa Ghetta, Limanowskiego Street, and at the junction of Lwowska Street and Josefinska Street. With the establishment of the ghetto in 1941, a regulation was announced that any Jew leaving the ghetto without a special pass was to be executed. The entire ghetto was enclosed by a 3-meter-high wall with a characteristic outline resembling Jewish headstones. All the doors and windows facing the Aryan side, including the ones that are now facing the square, were barred and bricked up. There were trams going through the ghetto the same way as they were going through Limanowskiego Street. But they could not stop. There were no tram stops. Walking along the market square frontage, we reached the gate of number 3. This was a tailor's shop working for the German army, generally called Madrucht, after Julius Madrucht. We now turn left into Reokavka Street, and on the right we can see the corner house at Parkova 1. This is where Roman Polanski lived as a child, with his family during the ghetto years. The world-famous director escaped from the ghetto and lived through the war on the Aryan side. Now let's take the second turn left and walk to 7 Krakus Street. There was a plant employing Jewish workers. This was the Optima chocolate factory. Here we can open the gate and go into the yard. This is where Jews were assembled and kept in unbearable heat without food and water during the ghetto resettlement of June 1942. It was from here that they were all driven to railway carriages and taken to the extermination camp in Bauzetz. The next mass resettlement took place on the 28th of October 1942. And saw around 6,000 people transported out of the ghetto by train and several hundred murdered on the spot. The chemist, Tadeusz Pankiewicz, wrote in his memoirs,
"Blood on the streets, in hallways and yards, and piles of corpses in the courtyards. The cries and laments of the night exceeded anything I have lived through in the ghetto up to that point."
Making our way along Krakow Street, we reach Limanowskiego Street and turn right to Lwowska Street. where between numbers 25 and 29, a section of the wall that enclosed the Jewish housing district still remains. The plaque in Polish and Hebrew says,
"Here they lived, suffered, and died at the hands of the Nazi butchers. Here began their final journey to the extermination camps."
By the beginning of December that year, the ghetto had been divided into two. Section A was for those who were capable of work, and Section B for non-workers, the sick and the elderly. This was in preparation for the total extermination of the Jews in the ghetto. It took place on the 13th and 14th of March, 1943. Those in Section A were transported to Pleshov camp. Those from Section B were murdered at once or sent to Auschwitz. The last memorial of their suffering is a second remaining section of the ghetto wall at the back of the school at 61 Limanowskiego Street. We can now walk back to Platz Bohatyrów ghetto. After the termination of the ghetto, after the people had been driven from their houses and flats, after they had been robbed of the meager possessions they still had, after dispatching those who had survived the previous liquidation to the camps, the square was strewn about with the furniture, clothes and suitcases left behind in the rush by the victims. This dreadful sight, lodged in his memory, is recorded by Tadeusz Pankiewicz in his book, The Pharmacy in the Krakow Ghetto.
On Place Zagody, countless numbers of wardrobes, tables, cupboards and other furniture hauled and heaved untold times from one place to another, slowly rotting away and falling apart.
After the war, the tragedy that took place on Plac Zgody was given a modest memorial when its name was changed to Ghetto Hero Square. It was only in 2005 when, along with the renovated tram stops, the square was given a new cobbled surface with the line of the ghetto walls marked out on it. The dominant color remained a gray monotone, and the smaller architectural details were given a bleak, severe, transparent appearance. In the former bus stop building, a place was made to light candles, light flowers, and take a moment to reflect. The most visible element of its new design, though, are the 70 metal chairs set on lightly rusted platforms lit from below. They stand in orderly rows, but a few break ranks, pointing the ways to Płaszów camp, Schindler's factory, and the Alley of Death. A little street, now no more, where little babies and the elderly were shot. The Hero Square, Bohatyrów Ghetto, is a memorial forming a link from yesterday to the present and to a future full of hope. Perhaps amongst those who will sit here, there may be a future Nobel Prize winner. Or perhaps it will be someone who exchanges a kind word with a passerby who has never been spoken to with such warmth before. The square began its new life in December 2005 and rapidly became another point of recognition, another characteristic feature in Podgórze. It is now one of the most frequently visited and photographed places in this part of Kraków. And that was the idea all along. This is the end of our trip through the Kraków ghetto. Now we can either continue on to Płaszów camp, Schindler's factory, or return to the center of Podgórze. This recording was read by Louis Spiteri
and John Hadman.
More information on this district can be found on www.podgorze.pl.